Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, your host and guide through the halls of academic inquiry and exploration. Today, we venture into the mystic with Michelle Sanvico's captivating paper that proposes a new hypothesis on the origin of the legendary traditions of the Sibillini Mountains. Quite a mouthful, I know, but it's packed with intriguing questions. So let's dive in, shall we? Now, let me start by saying that as the CEO of Academia, I'm here to present the viewpoints and findings of Sanvico, not to, you know, endorse them. My job is to help unravel what the paper talks about and maybe pique your curiosity in the process. Okay, here's the big question that Sanvico tackles. Could the seismic nature of the Sibillini Mountains have inspired ancient populations to create legends as explanations for earthquakes? Seriously, this is a fascinating angle because folklore often fills the gaps where science has yet to tread, right? Earthquakes can be terrifying, and before modern science, people turned to myths to make sense of such overwhelming forces. Sanvico suggests an ancient and now mostly forgotten legend, possibly once shared by the Sabini and Piceni people, might have been born out of their efforts to deal with, or even control, the terrifying destruction of earthquakes. This ancient story, though hidden beneath layers, could have survived in faint traces, hidden beneath later more recognizable legends. So what are these legends Sanvico talks about? There are two prominent ones tied to the Sibillini Mountains. First, the Apennine Sibyl, a kind of mysterious oracle presiding over a cave, and second, the story of a lake said to bear the name of Pontius Pilate, where demons were reputed to dwell. Now, the fascinating twist here is that Sanvico argues these stories, especially as they relate to the Sibyl, didn't originate locally. They were borrowed, if you will, from much older, well-established legends. The Sibyl's legend might not have emerged until the 15th century, and apparently no mentions exist in literature before that time, which is quite something. It suggests a layering effect where medieval tales borrowed aspects from the broader, more illustriously foreign traditions like that of Celtic lore involving Morgana le Fata and her companion Sebile. These characters from the Matter of Britain, known through Arthurian legends, may have been adapted to fit the geography and mystique of the Sibillini region. And what about the lake concerned Pilate? It's a little more curious. Sanvico points out that the tale of Pilate's demonic burial site isn't original to Italy at all. The idea might have migrated from elsewhere in Europe, where numerous variations of Pilate's cursed resting place exist, suggesting a kind of legendary transplant. The vivid narrative provided by Antoine de La Salle, telling of a buffalo-drawn wagon plunging Pilate into this cursed lake, seems to carry European medieval flair, right? Okay, maybe not everyone is into medieval legends or earthquakes, and that's fair, but consider this. Sanvico invites us to think about how seismic activity, in as much as it affects the land physically, could have equally profound impacts culturally and psychologically on the people who live through it. Just imagine experiencing an earthquake in ancient times, feeling the ground shake and seeing rocks tumble, the sky swirled in dust. Thankfully, such scenes are rare in our comfy suburban lives today. Huh. So, let's wrap this up. Sanvico touches on an imaginative understanding that the tangible land underneath, these often repeated seismic events, can directly or indirectly sculpt the stories communities hold dear, moulding their culture and beliefs over generations. The Sibillini Mountains may, then, stand as something more than just a geographical feature. What Sanvico's research, with its blend of science, history, and mythology, encourages is this reflective connection to how we, as humans, try to root our understanding of, well, everything, our origins, our fears, our stories, in the nature that surrounds us. So, do you think, given our discussion, could the physical, tangibility, the place, really shape legends and people's beliefs over time? Quite the thought, isn't it? Well, it's certainly left me with a lot to ponder. Thank you for joining me on In Depth with Academia. I look forward to our next deep dive into the treasure troves of research. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, stay curious.